Test 64, Section 2, Question 16. Here we're looking for a flaw in the argument. And what we have is that the view that everybody is concerned exclusively with his or her self-interest implies that government by consent is impossible. So that's our conclusion. So that's kind of what we get, is that self-interest implies that government by consent is impossible. Thus, social theorists who believe that people are concerned only with their self-interest evidently believe that aspiring to democracy is futile, since democracy is not possible in the absence of government by consent. Now, the thing that we have here that's a bit of a jump is that we go from a statement about what a view logically entails to what social theorists believe. And that isn't really justified, because just because something does imply something else doesn't mean that everybody realizes what the implications of that are. In this case, the flaw is that we don't necessarily know that those social theorists accept or understand that. So, infers merely from the fact of someone's holding a belief that he or she believes an implication of that belief. And that's probably what we said. I mean, that sounds pretty similar, that it's about, do they understand the implications of that belief? And so I would say, let's hold on to that, at least for the time being. Infers that because something is true of a group of people, it's true of each individual member. It's not about a group to individual thing. This is more about a situation with what is implied by a particular belief. Then C infers that because something is true of each individual person belonging to a group, it's true of the group as a whole. That's really just the flip side of B, the fallacy of composition and division. And it's not about groups, it's about the implications of a belief. Attempts to discredit a theory by discrediting those who espouse it. It's not just trying to discredit the people, it's just saying here's the implication of their belief. Fails to consider that even if an argument's conclusion is false, some of the assumptions used to justify it may nonetheless be true. Well, the problem here is it's not talking about what conclusions are true or false, or what assumptions are true or false. It's just saying, here's what they must believe. And so therefore, A is our best answer here.